The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Good morning.
Good morning. I thought that was you driving down the lane, but I wasn't sure.
Oh, well, I got a new truck.
Oh.
Well, it's second hand.
Oh, but it looks nice. I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Yeah, sure. I'll be with you right there.
I've got an old chair that I was wondering if you might be interested in.
Well, I might be. Let's have a look at it.
Come on in. I haven't seen you go past for some time.
Well, the wife's been sick.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope she's better now.
She'd be better, all right. Don't know how to do everything, so I guess she's good as new again.
Well, come on in the living room. I'll show you the chair. I don't know if you know that we sold the house and we're planning to move.
No, is that so? Is that so?
Yeah. Well, we won't be moving until fall when our new house is ready. We're building out by the lake.
Is that so? Is that so?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the chair.
Oh, yeah.
My husband and I were saying that some of the things we wanted to get rid of, you know, what we didn't want in the new house, you know. But you hate to just throw things out if you can get a little something for them.
Uh-huh, sure. Well, there's not much resale value on this furniture.
No, I know that.
This chair really looks used.
Yes, I know. And it has been.
Well, springs aren't much good.
No, I know. We've had them fixed several times, but you see, it's the kind of a chair that people just flop into.
Well, it's no good for springs.
No.
However, they can be fixed, I guess. Leather's all shot.
Yes, I know the leather is.
All dried up. Look at the back here. Comes right off in your hand.
Well, yes, I know. I have to keep the back of the chair to the wall. Well, I guess it's really not.
I'll give you $12 for it.
Mr. Dale.
Okay. Want me to take it today?
Yeah, you might just as well as long as you have your truck out here.
Anything else you want to get rid of? I mean, you want me to look at one here?
Oh, well, now let me see.
Oh,
hello, dear.
Oh,
I didn't
need to
drive in at all.
Oh, well, I did. Drove right in. Oh, boy, hey, something smells good.
Hot roast.
Mm-hmm, good. Got a kiss for you, old man?
Oh, just this one left.
Hey, you smell
your
good, too.
Your nose is cold. Oh, have I got a surprise for you, dear.
Oh, why?
You know how we were talking about selling some of the old things around here that we didn't want in the new house?
Yeah.
Well, to begin with, I sold that awful old chair and I got $12 for it.
Oh.
Honey, stay out of the pot roast now, will you, darling?
No, you're smelling it, honey. Maybe just take a little taste, huh? A little taste?
Oh, all right. Yeah, how about the chair? Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Yeah, I should say. What chair was that, honey?
Sure, that ugly old leather thing we had in the living room with the springs falling out. What's the matter?
What chair did you say?
What are you doing? Wait a minute. Dear, where are you going? Honey!
Where's my easy chair? Where is it? Now look here.
Where? I just told you.
You couldn't. You couldn't possibly have sold that beautiful leather chair. Someone was in perfect shape. Well, you was the only comfortable chair in the whole house.
No, I would never have sold a chair like that. I sold a dreadful old leather chair that was worn and shabby with a dried-up leather falling off.
You sold it?
With the spring dragging on the bottom practically, and it had stains and spots that would never come out. That's the chair I sold.
You sold it?
Yes, I did. I got $12 for it, and it was almost the same to take it.
$12?
We were lucky to get anything.
The chair was worth $1,200.
Oh, now, don't be stupid.
That just can't get over here. How could you possibly...
We talked about getting rid of some of the, well, junk that we have around here.
Junk?
And I thought naturally...
We never discussed it at all.
No, I guess we didn't mention this chair in particular.
It's got to be mellowed like a pipe. It takes years to get it just right.
Dear, that chair has sagged and sagged. You should have seen the springs.
The springs were fine.
But they weren't fine at all. They were dragging on the floor. They were. One spring was just dangling on the floor.
We have fixed the springs before they could be fixed again.
We tried to fix them about 20 times before they'd last about 4 days and they'd be out again.
That chair would have lasted another 10 years.
Oh,
ten years.
Now, just stop making such a fuss. You've often said yourself that chair was no beauty, and I hated it.
That was a comfortable chair. It was the only really comfortable chair in the whole house.
Why, it's not, dear, and besides...
Who'd you sell it to?
The junk man. Now, dear, it's...
$12.
Yes, and I'm glad to get it.
$12. You realize how much that chair cost new?
Well, that's
$350. $350.
It wasn't new when we got it. It was already 10 years old then.
10 years old?
Yes, it was 10 years old. 10 years old, and Bill and Nancy Cartwright moved from here to Texas, and Bill stung you $140 a year, and you were idiotic enough to pay it.
Bill did me a favor. He was crazy about this chair. He wanted to take it with him.
Nancy wasn't crazy about it. Looked pretty shabby then, and she was glad to palm it off on us.
Only comfortable chair in the whole house.
Well, that is not true. That chair, that one right there, that is just as comfortable. Go sit in it. Go on. Go sit in that wing back and see how comfortable it is.
No, thank you.
Try
it. I've tried it hundreds of times. That wing back chair is not comfortable, never has been comfortable. It isn't right for my legs.
What do you mean it isn't right for your legs?
It isn't. I'll show you. When I sit down, it hits me. It hits me under the legs right here.
Where is it supposed to hit you?
Well, right here, under my knees, of course. The seat part is too shallow for my long legs.
Why, you don't have such long legs. All right, you have long legs. Get up. Let me try it. Why, the chair is very comfortable.
I can't get over it.
Your own mother has asked me why we had that ugly thing in our living room.
Never mind.
Even your friends have made jokes about it. Honey, you know it was awful looking.
I don't care how it looked. It was comfortable. Practically every night as I drive home from work dead tired, I think of walking in and flopping in that chair where I could really relax and read the paper.
But you know it looked terrible.
I don't care how it looked. Looks aren't always the important thing.
Yeah, they're pretty important in the living room. I mean, if you'd had it in the basement or something where it didn't show.
It never occurred to me that the so-called master of the household, I had to sit by the furnace to read my paper.
Now, you know I didn't mean that.
There's one thing a man likes, it's an easy, comfortable leather chair. Just one little thing in life.
I didn't know it meant so much to you. We buy things for the new house. We'll try to arrange our budget so you can have a new leather chair for your den.
A new one isn't the same thing.
I don't know what to do about it. I sold the chair, and I'm sorry you're so upset.
Yes.
Now, I've got to drive over to Susan Bodine's and get Ben.
Break the chair in.
Honey, now don't sit on that spindly little straight back chair. You can't read the paper there.
I'm quite comfortable, thank you.
Please, come here. Come on over here and try this nice chair.
You stole the only nice chair we had around here.
Oh, now, don't be that way.
I am quite cozy, thank you.
You can't be sitting up like a ramrod on that thing. Oh, I'd rather you lost your temper and yelled at instead of acting like this. You acted just like this night throughout those perfectly dreadful bedroom slippers, too. And Eleanor said Fred didn't speak to her for a week when she threw out some horrible old sweater. Why do you men want to hang on to stuff when it looks so awful?
I wish to take this opportunity to remind you and remind myself that I love you. But I should also like to take this opportunity to inform you that no matter how dearly a man loves his wife, there are times when every married man wishes he'd stayed a bachelor. And this is one of those times.
Come on, Dexter. Come on, darling. It's your dinner.
I am. It's your dinner too, Daddy.
Daddy's not very hungry, dear.
Are you sick, Daddy?
No, I'm not sick. I'm all right. I'm just not hungry.
Mommy sold his chair today, and Daddy feels sadly about it.
What chair?
That big leather one we had in the living room, remember?
Oh, yes. That was an awful old chair.
Daddy didn't think so, dear.
Oh, it was, Daddy. It looked terrible. It was all coming to pieces in the back. And Mary McKendall saw it, and she said, why did we have such a horrible chair?
Yeah, well, dear. You needn't glad, Betsy. She can't help what her friends say, but you see, even children notice things.
Oh, I didn't like that leather chair, Daddy. Every time I'd sit in it, it was all cold.
Yeah, never mind the chair, Betsy. I'll eat your dinner. In fact, you eat your dinner, too, Daddy. I will call Mr. Evans right after dinner and see if he will sell the chair back.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary, wouldn't be so highly inconsistent if she made the Amos and Andy Music Hall a regular listening post. Nor would she be contradictory if she got in on the fun and music of Robert Q. Lewis and Rusty Draper. The trouble with Mary is she's too stubborn to enjoy the good things life offers, even when they're served up to her in style. Judging by the rest of the population, however, Mary is just about unique. Most people know good things when they hear them. That accounts for the enormous popularity of TBS Radio's Amos and Andy, Robert Q. Lewis, and Rusty Draper. The lilting songs and the wealth of good humor on each of these shows account in turn for much of the cheer and evidence all around. Unless pleasure is absolutely the last thing in the world you'll countenance, ignore Mary Mary, quite contrary. Join us here at CBS Radio instead, where fun lovers hear Amos and Andy, Robert Q. Lewis, and Rusty Draper 5 or 6 times a week on most of these same stations.
Operator, are you sure? Oh, all right, thank you.
You sure you got the right Evans?
Yes, dear, H.T. Evans. I know, on the other side of town, out on Henley Road. Well, I don't know what to do. I've called and called. There's no answer. I'll try in the morning again.
Probably resold the chair by this time. Made a nice, tidy profit.
Well, I don't think so, darling. We'd have to fix the spring first. Look out in front. The car looks like something.
Daddy, you said you'd call up and read me a story.
Yes, you're okay, honey. I will. What would you like me to read, huh?
Oh, goodness, I wonder who's just dropping in. Oh, good evening.
Are you the lady who got $12 out of my husband for that dilapidated old chair?
Oh, well, you must be Mrs. Evans.
I am indeed, and I'll tell you this much. I didn't have that thing in my house. Harry, bring that chair right up here. And furthermore, I want that $12 back.
Oh, no, Mabel.
Now, don't Mabel me.
If I haven't said what's going on, what's the trouble
your
here?
Your wife got $12 out of my husband for this mangy old chair.
What?
Well, I've got real nice furniture in my house, and I won't have this very old thing cutting up my living room.
Well, look here. That's a very nice chair.
I don't want it in my house. Well, I told Harry, Mr. Evans, I said we're cutting that thing right back. Charging anybody $12 for that wreck. Well, it's not going to give me just saving human nature when you see the way some people try to take advantage of
it. Oh, look, you can have your money back. Bring in my chair.
Here, let me help you, Mr. Evans.
Hey, thank you. I'm sorry about this.
No, open the door wider, will you, honey? There we are. Careful now. Don't scratch it. Okay. There we are. Bring it right in here. Good.
Come in, Mrs. Evans. I'll get you your
$12.
Oh. There we are.
Thank you, I'm sorry, I spoke to me.
Well,
I didn't. Oh, that's all right.
Well,
I know how you feel.
Put it right down here. Careful. There we are.
Are you going to have that thing in your nice living room?
Yes, I guess I am, Mrs. Evans.
And just turn it around. That's it.
Oh, that's a nice chair. They don't make them that way anymore. Sure, I hate to bring it back.
Oh, you like it?
Say, that's a chair.
Yeah, it's a beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, I hate to bring it back. I thought I got a real bargain.
Yeah, it's worth a million.
It is. I know what gets in the women. They get all pepped up about making the place pretty. They don't seem to think about making it comfortable.
Well, sit down.
Oh, well,
no,
Lord.
Sit in it while you're here. Go ahead. Isn't that something, though? Now, look, lean against the right arm there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put your feet on the footstool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, it kind of sags nicely in one spot there. So, if you kind of hunch down a bit like that, you just fit, you know?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Wonderful.
It took me a long time to get that chair really, really mellowed, broken in, you know? You see what women don't understand.
Well,
is that a chair needs
all
mind,
I can
you know,
say is, really, you have my sympathy. Thanks, Mrs. Evans.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Meyer, Doris Rich, and John Kelly, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door. ¶¶